Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
I'm Mark Segrist, partner and advisory committee member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, PA. The Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, issued a notice today outlining an enhanced strategy to combat illicit trade and level the playing field for the American textile industry, which, according to the agency, accounts for over 500,000 U.S. jobs and is critical for our national security. In its notice, DHS stated that two of its agencies, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, and Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, will, quote, further enhance their work together to protect the integrity of our markets, hold perpetrators accountable for customs violations, and safeguard the American textile industry. Specifically, the plan focuses on the following six actions. 1. Cracking down on small package shipments, also known as Section 321 or de minimis shipments, to prohibit illicit goods from entering U.S. markets by improving the screening of packages claiming the Section 321 exemption for textiles, as well as for violations under the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, or the UFLPA. 2. Conducting joint CBP-HSI special trade operations to ensure cargo compliance, including conducting physical inspections, country of origin, isotopic, and composition testing of imported textile products. 3. Better assessing risk by expanding customs audits and increasing foreign verifications, such as having DHS personnel conduct comprehensive audits and textile production verifications at high-risk facilities, and to ensure textiles qualify under free trade agreements. 4. Building stakeholder awareness through additional education campaigns. 5. Leveraging U.S. and Central American industry partnerships. And finally, 6. Expanding the UFLPA entity list to identify violative suppliers. So if you're an importer or a supplier of textile-related products, this may be a good time to conduct an internal review of your products to ensure your company can withstand any additional scrutiny should it arise. Until next time, thanks for listening.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.